Each year, the Fort Bragg Police Department releases its annual report, which includes topics such as crime statistics, personal and staff achievements, training, grants, employment, and recognitions. To learn more about the 2023 annual report, released earlier this year, KMA News spoke with Chief Neil Cervenka.
Annual report is a snapshot of the whole year of activities, both criminal and non-criminal activities of the police department. We are funded through public funds, and one of the primary reasons why a city incorporates public safety is always ranks number one on concerns of the public. So this is a way that we can get information out as to what we're doing and how their tax dollars are being spent.
Chief Cervenka highlighted an increase in training for staff, the transition to EV patrol cars, and an increase in search warrants and DUI arrests in the past year's annual report. But homeless engagement and response to substance use was perhaps the biggest trend. The report highlighted the Care Response Unit, also known as CRU, and Project Right Now, or PRN, two recent Fort Bragg Police Department programs that address homelessness and substance use disorders. Quote, "These programs have been successful in changing and saving lives. Researchers from UCLA and larger police departments are contacting Fort Bragg PD for a blueprint to begin similar programs," end quote. Here's Chief Cervenka again.
Well, Care Response Unit was formed about May of 2022 is when it started. It really, we had everyone hired and they started working in July of 2022, August of 2022, somewhere in there. They work with the homeless population on, you know, seeking mental health care and substance use disorder and working on forms to fill out to get housing. There's several of our individuals that are eligible for Social Security for either age or disability that don't have it because the amount of forms you have to fill out to get that is extensive. And if you've ever filled out, you know, government forms, even with a college education, you're often left struggling to complete that. So a lot of these folks that are on the street don't have all their documents that they need. So our Care Response Unit has hundreds of clients, and they work with all of these agencies, and they are their point of contact. So they gather all the information, and they help the person fill out the form and get whatever services they are entitled to help better their lives, move them into housing, get them off the street.
According to Captain Thomas O'Neill with the Patrol Division, quote, "We applied for and received nearly $600,000 in grant funds for various projects, including the Care Response Unit, Project Right Now, and Driving Under the Influence, Enforcement, and Education," end quote. According to the report, in 2023, CRU expanded its flagship model of addressing homelessness and mental health issues and is now offering additional services to the community. CRU began providing services related to individuals struggling with substance use disorder, victims of domestic violence, and first responders and community members requiring specialized emotional support. One of CRU's specialized services is the Homeward Bound program, also known as HBP. HBP allows CRU to connect individuals back to their place of origin or areas where they have existing support systems, such as family, via bus, train, or gas vouchers. In 2023, CRU reconnected 17 individuals with support systems in other communities. The support systems agreed to assist these individuals when they arrived. Another program, Project Right Now, or PRN, was launched in February of 2023 and is designed to combat the opioid and substance abuse crisis for youth ages 12 to 24. PRN works by getting youth the assistance they need in their homes, schools, and on the street to address the underlying issues related to their substance abuse use.
Sure. Project right now is less about the homeless engagement and more about the opioid epidemic going on in our area. Mendocino County has an overdose rate 3 times higher than the state average, and California is highest in the country. So we had a definite problem with opiate use and abuse, specifically fentanyl. And we have a lot of counterfeit opioid pills coming into our area. And by counterfeit, I mean they are marketed or sold as what the person believes is a standard opiate. And in fact, they're using fentanyl as the opiate, which is many times stronger than what the prescription strength is. And this causes people to take the pill thinking they're taking a normal Oxycontin, and instead they're taking a lethal dose of fentanyl and overdosing. So Project right now works with the youth in one component. They do a lot of education. They go to the schools. They work with at-risk kids and kids with substance use disorders. They do Narcan training. We've trained all of our schools, many businesses, community groups. We've gone to Mendocino high schools. So we understand in Fort Bragg that we are a hub for the coast of Mendocino, and we have a responsibility to everyone on the coast. So we've expanded our program beyond the jurisdictional boundaries of Fort Bragg.
Chief Cervenka stated that he was especially proud that due to the training and Narcan distribution through PRN, 14 overdoses were reversed and saved lives in 2023.
The other component of Project right now is pulling people out of the criminal justice system that are, it's obvious that substance use disorders is the root of their problem. We see in law enforcement, it's just a never-ending cycle of arresting somebody, sending them to jail for 30 to 365 days. That person gets out, immediately gets back into the use of narcotics, falls back into those nuisance and theft crimes, gets arrested again, goes back to jail. It's just a never-ending loop. If we could impact that loop in some way and get that person out of the criminal justice system and into inpatient rehab, we could break that cycle. Captain O'Neill came up with this idea that when they're in jail, they are getting clean and they are detoxing while they're in jail. And our sheriff has a terrific detox program, medicated aided detox program in his jail. And working with him, the public defenders, the judges, the district attorney's office, probation, and the jail itself, what we do is if they're a eligible candidate, we'll either be approached by the district attorney or the defense attorneys and enroll them in our program. The person who offended will agree to stay in jail until we can find them a bed space in a rehab facility. Once that bed space is open, our crew team will go to the jail, pick that person up from jail, and drive them directly to the rehab facility. So it eliminates that risk of reoffending between the time they get out of jail and the time they go to rehab. We've had quite a bit of success. Of course, there's some failures and there's some relapses in there, but that's to be expected when running a program like this.
The chief shared a success story of an individual that went into this program last year. Previously, the department was receiving 50 calls a year regarding this individual. Following the program, the individual is sober, and there have yet to be any calls regarding the individual, which Cervenka says allows the department to focus its efforts elsewhere. You can find the full FBPD annual report at city.fortbragg.com. For KMN News, I'm Stella Gerkins.